Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jim Sabby with Pfeiffer Auction and Realty.
We're seeing most of these guys are retirement age and just saying, you know what, I'm tired of $4 wheat. I'm tired of $2 or $3 corn. It's time to just let's liquidate. I want to enjoy life. I've got a bucket list, and I want to go see the grandkids. And we're seeing a lot of that in the farming industry, in the industrial part of it with the heavy equipment. We're seeing those guys just say, you know what, we're switching gears to something different. We're going to stick to what we do best. And now some guys may say, you know what, we were great at putting in pipelines. We didn't need to expand into this cement business or whatever it was. So we're going to get rid of this part of the business and keep going and do what we're doing.
All right, switching gears a little bit, you've got offices in Bowman, you've got offices in Fargo, and there's one either open or going to be open in Steele, North Dakota. Talk to me about your different locations and what the plans are for the Steele location.
The Steele location is up and running. They haven't hired anybody yet to be in there. We have had a couple of sales already, a beautiful facility, great location. Between Bismarck and Jamestown, you couldn't ask for a nicer place right along the interstate. We have ours in Bowman. We've been open up in Bowman since October of 12, and we've had a lot of sales over in Bowman. I think Andy and I are working on our 10th sale in 9 weeks out here on the western side, so we've been kind of busy. Then we've got offices, of course, Alan Butts in Bismarck, and Kristen Gill is in Timberlake, South Dakota, and we've got Corey Longnecker up in New Rockford, Bob Pfeiffer in Grand Forks, and then, of course, we got the Fargo office where Kevin and Pfeiffer, Steve Link are at, and a bunch of them there. So we've got offices spread out all over. We can help anybody with their commercial property, industrial property, and, of course, you're looking at farm and ranch land, and then, of course, these machinery sales. You know, we've already got machinery sales booked in June. I'm booking some for July right now, and we've already got a couple already booked in September. So our calendar is filling up throughout the year, and we do a lot of traveling to go pick up these sales and to help these guys out, and that's our job. As services is our number one job for these people.
Jim Sabby, Pfeiffer Auction and Realty. Need to ask you about the clientele and the people who show up to the auctions. Obviously, you've got an online auction, which I'd like you to talk about how people can bid right from their offices. But there's still the experience portion of the auction, which a lot of people enjoy, and they might not even bid on anything. They just enjoy going. I know my Uncle Keith is from Wilmer. In that area, and he'll travel 2-3 states to go to an auction. He's a retired farmer, and he absolutely loves it. He goes, gets his cup of coffee, and sits and BS's with all the guys, that sort of thing. So talk to me about your online portal, your online auction, and then transition into what kind of clientele are you seeing these days at the actual physical location?
You know, at the actual physical location, is a lot of the neighbors, especially like these farm auctions. It's the neighbors and guys looking for equipment. They come in, and it's just really nice to see how they support their neighbor who's having a sale. And then you get the guys that do not like using a computer. They'd rather be there in person to look at everything and bid. And those are the type of clientele you have there. And then all of a sudden, you know, we do a live internet auction along with our live oral bidding at the same time. And the amount of people, you know, the last sale we had in Bowman, we had over 800 people register online for that auction, and we had about 150 of them bid at our auction that were online. They're from all over the United States. These people, they fly in or they drive in and look at the equipment, and then they go home because time is precious to them. They're business people. They say, you know what, I want to just be aware of when that's going to sell online, and then they bid. 30 to 40% of our customers today that bid successfully at our auctions are online. So if you do not use the online auction along with the live bidding on site, you're going to lose 30 to 40% value in your equipment by not having them there. So it's a huge impact in today's world, but, you know, people like convenience, and if they don't have to spend all day standing at an auction sale, and all they got to wait is about 20 minutes on the online portion and sit by their computer, or you can bid on your phone. We've got apps that'll work for everybody's phones now, and you can bid right by your phone while you're out in the field or on the construction site with our online. So it's really been a great asset. You know, we've talked to many bankers that say we need that online exposure when you're selling machinery all over the world. We sold a sprayer to the Ukraine. You know, we've sold air seeders to Nashville, Tennessee. We sold trailers to Georgia. I mean, these people come out of the woodworks to buy equipment, and you've got to have this internet exposure.
To me, I find it very interesting because the pros and cons are extremely obvious, and you have to make the decision if you're the purchaser because, for one, you mentioned the time and the efficiency and the convenience of the online auction. But on the flip side of that, if you're talking about land and heavy machinery, there's a big advantage to actually put your eyeballs on the thing to maybe, I don't know if you guys allow them to start it up or you allow them to walk the land, but do you know what I'm talking about there, Jim?
Yeah, it is, and you got to have a trust factor built up with these buyers, and also they will send somebody out or they know somebody that's close to that area to come and take a look. You know, that last sale, we had 7 guys fly in from all over the country in Bowman, North Dakota, to look at this equipment and go home. But we built a trust factor with some of these guys. They've been buying with us now for the last couple of years. They trust what Andy and I know about the equipment, and then our owners, the people we're selling for. We will tell people straight up, you know, our owners are great people. They're not going to BS you on what's going on here. They will tell you the facts, and we like it that way. So we give them the owner's numbers to visit with also, but it's a trust factor, and we've built that trust now over the period of years, selling them on equipment that we're selling. And I guess that's why we're doing probably a sale a week right now, is because people just, you know, they like the trust factor with us.
All right, we'll wind her down here. Jim Sabby with Piper Auction and Realty has a job where he moonlights, and I like to, anytime we talk to Jim, I always like to give him a plug for his small business venture in Hettinger, North Dakota. Are you still involved with the entertainment industry there in Hettinger?
I'm down in Scranton.
Sorry.
Buffalo Creek is at. So, yes, I still have the bar there. I bring in live entertainment from a lot out of the Nashville area. I'm one of the smallest bars these guys will probably ever play in and entertain in, but there's times I'll have 300 people at my place listening to these bands out of Nashville and Texas and that come from all over the United States to play here. So it's kind of nice having that. It's an option we don't get in Southwest North Dakota unless you go to Rapid City or Bismarck to hear bands like this. So I do bring them in, and it's a lot of fun.
All right, let me just correct it. It's Scranton. Sorry about that. We were talking about Hettinger earlier, so my mind was on that, but it's Scranton. And I just want to mention one story, too, that during deer season, here's how this town works, folks, is that the local VFW or the local American Legion had a steak fry or fish fry going on, so you guys didn't want to compete with them. So you guys actually in your ads or, you know, in your talking to people, encouraged people to go to the fish steak fry and then maybe pop over to your place later. But then tell me about how you guys work together in a community like that, because I think that is an important thing for people to know.
Well, in small town America, you have to work together, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to help these guys, and they help me out. But they, during deer season and pheasant season, they're between the Legion and the firemen, they put on feeds all the time. So we bring in the entertainment when they're bringing in the feeds, and we go over and support them. And actually, my bar actually gives the fire department the booze for their evening, and then all the beer and the liquor, and then after they're done over there at 9 o'clock, everybody packs up and comes over. And like I said, last year I had that band out of Nashville, and we had a full house. But you have to be able to support each other in small towns. When you got a town of 250 people, you better be helping everybody else out, because they'll help you out also.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jim Sabby from Piper Auction and Realty, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
It's you and a road in the middle of the night. It's you and a road in the middle of the night.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Amtrak Crane and Heavy Haul's now hiring experienced crane operators, riggers, and heavy haul drivers with CDL. You'll be working with the most advanced high-tech equipment in the industry under stringent safety guidelines. Amtrak Crane and Heavy Haul offers an extremely competitive wage along with a fabulous benefit package including health, dental, vision, and 401k. To apply, call 701-364-3688 or 701-552-2715 or stop by our Dickinson headquarters in North Dickinson. Amtrak Crane and Heavy Haul, an equal opportunity employer.